Okay, welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. We're going to talk about something fun today. We're going to talk about politics. Oh, no, that's not a fun topic, is it? Well, it is in the context of your business. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about hope. We're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about greed. Talking even about the stock market and what it means for your business on this edition of Coach's Corner. Stay tuned. Hey, everyone. Thank you for watching. Thanks for coming back. This is Robert Imbrielli, and we're doing another edition of Coach's Corner. We've just passed the inauguration of a new president, and you might be wondering, you know, what does it mean? Where do we go from here? And what does it mean more specifically for you and I, because we really care about our business? What does it mean for our businesses? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I think it's real important to give that a little attention, because I know a lot of people have been asking about that. And to do that, I should give you a little bit of history. I go back to, let's go back to 2006, roll the calendar back, you know, 10 years or so. And what we were experiencing as a society, a lot of people forget, but back in 2006, there was something that we were experiencing called mass affluence. Now, you might wonder, what in the world does mass affluence mean? Well, it meant that a lot of people were experiencing wealth who never thought they would be wealthy. And a lot of that had to do with the real estate market, obviously. It was easy as a business owner to not only attract new business, but to sell high ticket items. And ask anyone in the seminar business back then, you know, you wouldn't even bother getting on stage if you weren't selling at least a $5,000 coaching program or you know, study at home program. At least $5,000 was sort of the minimum. You wouldn't sell anything for less than that. A lot of people were selling $25,000, $50,000, even $100,000 coaching packages back then, and you could sell those and people would actually buy them because they actually had the money to do so. Now, you look at that and you say, well, what kind of society? What was really going on back then? Well, you know, real estate was jumping. It was really going up, 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 and the prices were going up. And what happened was a lot of folks back then had home equity lines of credit, and they would go to a seminar and they would say, gee, I really want this. And they would write a check off that account, knowing that the equity existed, you know, from the price they paid for their house to what it was worth at that moment. There was a lot of money in there. So they would tap into that a little bit, and they would just add it to their mortgage, if you will, and pay it off over time. And you know, everyone was feeling really happy, and there was a lot of money coming in. But a lot of that was driven by an emotional need rather than, you know, anything that was real. Because, you know, as well as I do, the real estate market eventually crashed because it wasn't built on anything. It was literally built on quicksand, right? And what happened was people were feeling confident about the future. I don't know where that confidence came from. I don't remember back then, but people were feeling very confident. And this is the same thing in the stock market, right? When, you know, the investors are feeling confident about the future of a company or the future of the economy in general, stocks tend to go up. And the moment they start to feel skittish about what may happen down the road, they start pulling their money out of the stock market and the stock market drops. Same thing happened in real estate. All of a sudden, around 2007, late 2007, 2008, we had, you know, the election season again, and we had a new administration come in, and it created an enormous amount of uncertainty in the marketplace, right? We had no idea what was going to happen. Everything was changing. You know, the real estate, the bottom had fallen out, and the economy was literally in free fall. Now we had a new administration, unproven, someone without experience coming into office, and everyone panicked. All the businesses, everybody panicked, and money stopped flowing. And not just slowed down, I think it was really a hard stop. I got to tell you, back in 2008, after the election was over, and you know, we had the new President Obama elected, I had friends calling me, and I have a lot of high-level friends. I have a lot of high-level people in business who I know personally and are really good friends and known them for many, many years, and many of them very successful, multiple millions of dollars per year in sales, and they would call me up. And there was this fear in their voice. I said, what's going on? They said, I don't know what's happened, but the phone stopped ringing. You know, people are not even opening my emails anymore. They don't want to hear from me. And I had another group of people who were in the seminar business, as I was. We were producing seminars back then. And they said, it's almost impossible to work with the hotels now. In the past, you know, you'd say, I'm going to have a seminar for 100 people. And you'd sign a contract. And a week before, you'd say, yeah, it's only 10 people coming. And they would just change it. No big deal. And you had 30 days after the event to pay them. It was, you know, it was easy going. It was great. And all of a sudden it changed. And the hotels were demanding full payment up front before the event even took place. Now, in the seminar business, you know, that's a hard thing to do because the money actually flows after the event, not before the event. So it became a lot harder. And it was harder and harder back then to put people in the seminar to begin with. People wouldn't travel anymore because travel became harder. The airlines started to cut back because, you know, the economy started to really slow down. The airlines started to cut back and travel became a disaster. And I remember talking to somebody on the phone about this. And I said, listen, I am now, you know, where I live here in San Diego, I'm 4.5 hours from Las Vegas. And there was an event that I wanted to go to in Las Vegas. And people were like, well, why don't you just fly to Las Vegas? And I said, here's why I don't fly to Las Vegas. Remember, 4.5 hour trip by car from here to Las Vegas. And if I were to fly, it would be exactly the same amount of time. They said, no way, the flight's an hour. I said, the flight is an hour. But you know, it takes me an hour to get to the airport, find parking, and get into the airport. I have to be there 2 hours early, counting, there's 3 hours. Then I've got the flight 4 hours, tack on another half hour before my baggage comes out, and I'm at the 4.5 hour mark, and I arrive there and I don't have my car. So I thought, wouldn't it be better just to drive? And I would arrive there and have my car. Wouldn't that be cool? So that's what I started doing. Excuse me. And, you know, a lot of people started to do that because travel became a real pain. So in your seminar business and people aren't traveling anymore, or they're traveling locally, but they're not traveling, you know, literally if someone was having a seminar in Florida, I would think nothing of hopping on an airplane from San Diego to Florida to go to a seminar. And I did that many, many times, and not anymore. After 2008, it was just like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. It's too aggravating. It's too challenging. There's just, you know, too many things that make it miserable instead of fun. So what ended up happening was a lot of people in the business world, they looked and they said, there's an uncertain future ahead. We have no idea what's going to happen. So they started to pull back. They stopped investing. They stopped hiring. They stopped doing the things that they were doing before that was making themselves successful. And for me, it was the same thing. And I got to tell you, phone call after phone call with people who are doing the same kind of business I'm doing. And they're just like, I don't know what's happened. You know, the phone stopped ringing. The clients aren't there. I had a number of clients in business back then who I was consulting and helping them to grow their business. And all of a sudden, the sales stopped. And there's nothing that we could do to revive them. We tried all different things. And eventually, they threw in the towel and closed the business. I can't tell you how many of them did that. It was bad times for a lot of people. So we had this 8-year period, literally, where there was a lot of fear and uncertainty in the marketplace. There really wasn't anything being injected in there that was really going to rise things up and make it better for all of us. And a lot of business owners literally went out of business. You know as well as I do, it's not a mystery, right? You drive down the strip mall and look how many vacancies there were during that time. It was quite a few. Actually, there was one strip mall that by here that only had 3 tenants out of a possible 30. I mean, you know, how these guys stay in business, I don't know. But you look at it today and you say, okay, so where are we going to go 2017? Where are we going to go forward regardless of your politics? I don't really care what your politics are. See, this is an emotional game more than it is anything else, just like the stock market. If there's hope over the horizon and people feel certainty about something, you know, they start investing. Stock market goes up. We've seen that now. The stock market's been going up, right? So what we're going to see going forward is as there's more certainty in the marketplace, businesses are going to start to spend more money. They're going to start to invest. If you're a consultant like I am and you know, rely on small business owners as your bread and butter, this is good news because there's going to be more business. Now, the other thing that's going to happen is healthcare is going to change. Healthcare literally sucked all the discretionary income out of the marketplace for most families. Because the rates just kept rising and rising and rising. They were promised to go the other way. You know, the reality is they didn't. And, you know, when the family looks at it and says, gee, am I going to go to a seminar or am I going to pay for healthcare? Well, healthcare is going to win out every time, right? Are they going to buy a new book? Are they going to get healthcare? Healthcare is going to win out over all the time. So what happened was that money that was being spent with us as business owners and buying our products and buying our services, it dried up and it just wasn't there as much anymore. It was much harder. Wasn't in the real estate anymore. Couldn't tap into the, you know, the home equity lines of credit. That was all gone because the real estate, you know, values dropped so dramatically. And all of a sudden, you know, the money you were, the families are making, bringing in on a weekly, monthly basis, there's just no extra anymore. They've been choked. So what happens to the economy chokes. So this is really good news for us right now. I think there's some good stuff happening out there. I think literally the way I look at it anyway, and I could be wrong about it, but the way I look at it right now, there's hope over the horizon and you're seeing businesses, you know, starting to reinvest in this country. This is a good thing. This will create more jobs. More jobs means that their, you know, salaries are going to go up. If we deal with the healthcare thing, get that under control a little bit, make it more reasonable. I don't really care if there's Obamacare, not Obamacare, really, I'm not involved in that. just get the prices down to where they're manageable for families, there'll be more money that they can spend. You remember back under the George Bush presidency, there was at one point they gave every person $300. You say, well, $300, what's that's not a big deal. It's such a pittance of money. But everyone who received that money went out. What did they do? They went out and spent it. Right. And that spun the economy. That made it go. So you can look at that from that perspective and you could say, what if healthcare just dropped by $300 a month for every family? Just a small amount. You know, that what are they going to do with that money? They're going to start spending it. They're going to go to movies. They're going to go to restaurants. They're going to do other things. They're going to buy our products. They're going to buy our books, our services. They may attend one of our seminars. Right. So the economy will start to spin. And that's the way I'm looking at it right now. You know, I don't really care what the politics are. I don't really care which side of the aisle you're on. I don't really care about any of that. You can agree with me, disagree with me. I'm fine with that, too. But I always look at it from an emotional perspective. People are hopeful right now. People are looking over the horizon and seeing good things, rainbows. You know, rainbows and sunshine. It's going to be great, you know, as we're going forward. And that's really all that matters. It really doesn't matter what happens in reality for the moment, because right now that's the emotional space that people are in. And I think from the business community, I think a lot of us are there. A lot of us are seeing that. We're real excited about the potential and what's going to happen. And, you know, thankfully, you know, in some ways you look at the 2008, you look at all the seminar, live seminars that didn't happen anymore. And a lot of those seminar producers weren't there. Well, it gave way to technologies like we're using right here, Facebook Live, YouTube. It gave, you know, rise to that. And I'm in a studio, my own studio here. Behind the glass behind me is actually the studio. I'm in the control room section right here. And that allows me to do live training. I can do live training and reach a global audience now without having to go anywhere, without anybody really needing to travel. So all of this was born out of, you know, the bad times, if you will. So if you look at the bad times, well, you know what? You can look at the other side and say, what came out of it that was good? For me, this is one of the best things that came out of it was live streaming video, which pretty much everybody now has access to, and really high quality streaming video too, which is really kind of cool. So I just wanted to leave you with that message. It's really one of the ones that I know a lot of my clients have been asking me about. Rob, what do you think is going to happen? I happen to, you know, have a little knack for being able to, you know, see what's going to happen 6 months, a year down the road. I've always been able to do that. I will sort of have that gift, if you will. And right now that I'm very hopeful. I really think things are going to look good. So if you're in business and you're thinking about, you know, what's 2017 going to hold, I think good things are ahead. And if you want to talk to me about it, please send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Just send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Or visit me on Facebook at, Robert Imbriali is the best place to go. Or facebook.com/Rob Imbriali would bring you to one of my pages as well. And send me your comments. I would love to find out what you're thinking about all of this and see what how hopeful you are. If you're not hopeful, I want to hear that too, because, you know, I'd like a different perspective. My perspective isn't always the only one, right? And neither is yours. So I want to thank you for watching. This was a lot of fun, and I promise you I'll be back and we'll do this again real soon. Thanks for watching. See you soon.